Good morning, this is Dave Blacklock, reading from Mark chapter 8 and verses 1 to 10. Not long afterwards, another large crowd came together. When the people had nothing left to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I feel sorry for these people because they have been with me for 3 days and now have nothing to eat. If I send them home without feeding them, they will faint as they go, because some of them have come a long way." His disciples asked him, "Where in this desert can anyone find enough food to feed all these people?" "How much bread have you got?" Jesus asked. "7 loaves," they answered. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves, gave thanks to God, broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the crowd, and the disciples did so. They also had a few small fish. Jesus gave thanks for these and told the disciples to distribute them too. Everybody ate and had enough. There were about 4,000 people. Then the disciples took up 7 baskets full of pieces left over. Jesus sent them away and at once got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. Amen. This is one, in a sense, a playback of the feeding of the 5,000 with a difference. In chapter 6, Jesus mainly fed Jews, a reminder of the manna in the wilderness. Now in chapter 8, it's in the Decapolis, where Gentiles were the order of the day. 4,000 plus and their families. And that same compassion for the individual needs. Jesus is reaching out to every Gentile nation that Joshua conquered when God gave them the promised land. 7 loaves and 7 baskets. It's 7 of the nations that were deposed in those days. God is giving an opportunity for all to be fed by him. On one occasion, things were really hard at home. We were struggling. We only had enough money to pay the mortgage and buy just small amounts of bread or eggs or potatoes. That's all we could afford. Meat was off the menu altogether. And so we prayed about it and left it to God. That weekend we had visitors that we shared our home with. And it turned out to be a rep for a meat products company. And he brought cooked meats and chops that lasted us many days. Then the following weekend, we were invited away for a weekend with meat in the plenty. Then one morning, I opened the door to find there was a large joint of meat on the doorstep. And so we cut it into 3 different joints. We never went without meat. God heard our prayers. It was a miracle to us in the way that God provided, as it was for these 4,000 plus people. When we turn to him, whether Jew or Gentile, God hears our prayers. Let us pray. Lord, there are many needs in the lives of people in our nation and across the world today. And we thank you that you are interested in each person throughout the world. We thank you that you do hear our prayers. And as we reach to you this morning with individual prayers. We ask that, Lord, you'll bless each and every one, and that they might receive an answer to their prayers, that they might know that you love all that you have created. And so we thank you, whether we're Jew or Gentile, you love us and care to meet all our needs through Jesus and through the blessing that you bestow upon each one of us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day.